All right, I'm starting to see a pattern develop in this show. And by the way, we mentioned it earlier. This is John's last week to be here every day. He will still visit the show periodically when his schedule allows. And so it'll be...
just the two of us.
We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
But the
pattern
I'm realizing
she's been wanting to get me out so she can just be alone with you, JP.
Here's the pattern that's developing. My growing concern for her well-being. Case in point, we talked about the sleep problem, hashed through a lot of that, and we knew a part of the problem is that she's on social media all into the wee hours. Which is still a problem, she continues.
But you're on there too, which is why you know I'm on there.
But I don't have a sleep problem. I'm getting enough sleep.
No, he is. He's.
I am now. I've had sleep problems before. Trust me, I know the difference. I'm looking on there late at night.
Social media.
And there's Whitney under the covers drinking pickle juice.
My Saturday night.
Oh my God.
It was crazy.
Drinking pickle juice.
Yes, yummy.
What time was this?
And you gave me crap about it. You texted me and you were like, get a life. And then did you notice that on Instagram, several people commented that they were also pickle juice fans? So, boom. It's a thing. It's delicious.
What time did you do that? What time were you drinking this?
Well, it was while I settled in for the rerun of the Jeffersons Live.
That let you know about
that was part of it too. Like
I know family. You guys, it's sad. That's my Saturday night. I was wrapped up in a blanket that a friend had knitted me, just sipping on some pickle juice.
Time. Does it show you the time?
I think it was like 9 or something.
It doesn't show you the exact time.
It was like 9.
Here she is under covers.
That's me.
One of her stinky dogs.
Let me see. Put, oh my God!
Drinking pickle juice.
Yeah.
I started
doing that when I was pregnant with my first kid.
Why?
My mouth just wanted it.
I don't even know where. That's what she said.
I'm pulling that exit out.
That's what she said.
Forever. I don't know. I think it may have something to do with maybe I'm dehydrated or something. I don't really know. But then a couple of years later, I found out that people drink it after they've, like when they have a hangover. And then didn't you, John, mention something? Somebody said that there are packets of pickle juice.
I definitely didn't say that.
Oh, I don't know, you guys, but it's trending.
But so you did it basically for dehydration, not like it calms you down or settles you down, so therefore you can go to sleep or something like that.
Calm me down.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you're lying in bed. You're thinking like most people are drinking.
Thirst.
Let me ask you this: if there were still pickles in the jar,
there were.
I understand that. That's how you got the pickle juice. Would you have been okay with just having a pickle? But you had run out of pickles, and you just had the juice.
I many times will take the pickle jar filled with pickles and sip on it. The juice.
Oh my God.
It's the juice. I like
gross.
The juice.
Oh my God!
It's a thing. I mean, I didn't know it was a thing. It was just my thing, and I wasn't ashamed to shout it out. And other people are agreeing with me.
So John will know this because he's in the restaurant bar scene as an owner here in this town and has been for a number of time. That got to like epic proportions when Kung Fu Saloon was
doing pickle
shots.
Oh, right. That's what you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, it did. I don't think it lasted that long.
No, it was a trend. That's shots are trendy, are
right.
they not?
As a bar owner. Yeah, they can be trendy, but there's always this standards. There's just, you know, tequila shots are not going away.
Right.
You know,
sex
there's
on the
standards.
Beach.
Sex on the beach. When you're still in college and under 21.
Jaeger.
Those things, yeah.
Goldschlager.
Fireball definitely is one.
Oh,
that,
yeah, that's huge.
That's that.
That's Goldschlager. Still hot right now?
It's not as hot as it was, but it's still hot.
Yeah.
Well, what do they do with the pickle juice?
Well, I can't. So I never forget when I did it. All right, I'll do it once. Like, let's try this thing. You know, they told me, hey, the new thing is pickle
shot. But it was just pickle juice or was something
else? There's some alcohol in it.
Vodka.
Yeah, there's vodka in it. Tasteless liquor.
Sounds like a dirty martini kind of.
But I literally gagged.
What?
Like, I mean, Jägermeister is making me borderline gag, but pickle juice made me gag. And anyone who ever asked me again, like, hey, do you want to do a shot of pickle juice with me? A pickle juice shot? I'm like, you're now out of my bar.
Do you enjoy pickles?
Actually, I don't mind pickles.
Do you like spicy sauces?
Yes.
Okay, well.
What does that have to do with pickle juice?
Pickle juice is in that same realm.
No, I like
my martinis dirty.
What would you say?
I like
when
salty
I'll just tease it now. Hang on in a little while. We're going to have a taste expert coming up here, Addie Broyles. She'll be coming up here. We're going to talk about what taste that pickles falls into. Bitterness? Tartness? What does it fall into? Definitely does not fall into spicy.
Well, it depends.
Jalapeno is spicy.
Yeah, but you can get pickles that are spicy.
McClure's pickles? Yes, you can. McClure's pickles?
Boom.
I'll bring you some. They're amazing.
Really?
Very spicy. Like jalapeno hot.
Mm, that sounds
like a jalapeno.
My mouth is watering right now.
No, it's different. It's a different kind of spice than jalapeno.
All right, we'll just hold off for Addie
Broyles.
We'll get the expert over here.
But I love pickle juice.
Is it any kind of pickle? Like,
I don't like the sweet ones.
Okay, because I like the sweet butter pickles.
No, bleh, no.
You like straight up classic dill juice?
I like, yes, the juice. Yes, I like the straight up classic pickle juice. But I also like the ones that are infused with other spices.
Infused.
Infused.
So
infused
here's my question.
Juice.
At any point, when you're laying there under covers on a Saturday night,
surrounded by odors,
with your stinky dogs around under a blanket, alone drinking pickle juice.
With my mom. I'm not alone.
You're not.
Did you think that's where you'd end up?
Something's got to change. Something's got to give.
Because you don't want 5 years to go by and you're still doing that. I mean,
I feel like Dean Wormer in Animal House,
drunk and stupid's no way to go through life, you know? Like, pickle juice with your dogs and mom is no way to go through life.
That's why I started this out. My growing concern. I bring this up out of love. I do. I'm not concerned. You're not?
No, everybody needs a break. Just take a little break, but I'm going to get back from social Saturday nights. But I'm also, like I've already told you guys, known to go out, and I shut the place down at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah,
and you can't do that all the time. That would be even worse.
Right, I pick and choose. And right now, I haven't really had anything that made me want to
You just need a few friends to twist the arm a little bit, right?
To twist my arm, or yeah. I need to twist my
no,
friend's arm?
No, they would twist your arm, and then you'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm always game.
Right.
But you have to catch me a little early, too. Like, if you call me at 9 o'clock,
right.
I'm already under the covers with the pickle juice.
No.
So,
How much pickle
juice do you drink in one sitting?
I drank the whole thing.
Wow.
I can't believe I drank the whole
thing. You don't just pour it into a little...
A glass?
A little bit out?
No.
The whole
that would be weird if I poured it into a glass.
Wow.
It happens slowly.
I don't know. You drinking it with the pickles in it is weird to me.
Well, then I ate the pickles. Listen, a lot happened on that Saturday night.